Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. WBUR Washington correspondent Kimberly Atkins has been following the Warren announcement, the reaction to it, and looking at what comes next for the senator. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Lisa.
So outside Warren's home in Cambridge today, she was asked what went wrong in Massachusetts, why she came in third in her home state for the primary this week, and she indicated that she was crowded out of the race from the get-go.
I was told at the beginning of this whole undertaking that there are two lanes, a progressive lane that Bernie Sanders is the incumbent for, and a moderate lane that Joe Biden is the incumbent for. And there's no room for anyone else in this. I thought that wasn't right, but evidently I was wrong.
Kimberly, what is she saying there?
Well, Senator Warren is saying that she was expecting to carve her own path. She is progressive, and while she believes in a lot of the policies that Bernie Sanders believes in, including things like Medicare for All, it's not exactly the same. She has her own ideas and her own policies, many of which she put out. She had a virtual plan for everything, and she thought she could carve her own path in this. But it wasn't just because of those two lanes. There were a lot of people in this race, and it was very difficult for her to really get a firm toehold in that race and really find her way, and she essentially got crowded out.
But she did have a toehold for a while. I mean, she had momentum last fall, drawing huge crowds and topping some polls. There are observers who think that her push for Medicare for All and questions over how that would be paid for became her downfall. In hindsight, with all you've watched, I wonder what you think hindered her campaign the most.
Well, I think that it was a complex series of things, including the fact that there were so many people in the race, and some of them had even bigger name recognition than she did. I think some of it is gender. I mean, she said when she spoke today, she said she would talk about gender more in the days ahead, but she called it a trap and that it was something that she herself couldn't point out. But it seems that it was something that she definitely felt. Voters certainly told me on the campaign trail that they were worried that a woman would not be able to beat Donald Trump. Now, it's remarkable just one election after a woman won the Democratic nomination and got 3 million more in popular votes than President Trump did. There's sort of been this snapback, if you will. So that was certainly something she was working against.
So now the question is, who is Elizabeth Warren going to endorse? I wonder if you can tell us what kind of weight her endorsement would carry.
It would carry a lot of weight. Look, even though Elizabeth Warren performed below expectations in the actual vote, she's very popular among the Democratic Party. I think she will be one of the most sought after endorsements after probably Barack Obama. And she also brings all the ideas and plans that she had during her campaign. I think she'll also use that as leverage to try to get whoever she does decide to endorse, if anyone, to say, okay, I will back you, but you have to promise to implement some of my policies and plans. I don't think that this falls naturally to Bernie Sanders. Remember, she had a chance to endorse Bernie Sanders in 2016, and she didn't. She waited till right before the convention and endorsed Hillary Clinton instead. I think that bodes well for Joe Biden because she does want to be the candidate not only of a broader coalition, but she wants to pick a winner. So I think we'll wait and see what she does.
Interesting when you say she wants to pick a winner, because I think of many people in the polls said that they wanted to pick a winner, which is why they went for Joe Biden over Elizabeth Warren. So it'll be interesting to see how she comes down on an endorsement. But what is she having to weigh here? What kind of a calculation is it for her in determining whether it's going to be Sanders or Biden? And keeping in mind, Tulsi Gabbard is also in the race still.
Right. I mean, I think aside from wanting to pick a winner, she has to think about her own political future. Might she run again in 2024? I think that was part of her calculation in 2016 when she chose not to endorse Bernie Sanders. There was a question about whether his base could expand broad enough to really bring in a victory. I think those questions remain. And, you know, what role she might play in a Democratic administration if the Democrat actually wins.
So what are you hearing from political strategists and party insiders about a role for Elizabeth Warren moving forward other than remaining in her Senate seat? Do they see her as a viable contender to become either Sanders or Biden's running mate? A lot of people would like to see her in the cabinet. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I'm hearing in terms of running mate, there's a thought that she might be a little too old. She's 70 years old, and that the winner may want to pick someone a little younger. Plus, I think any Democratic president would love Elizabeth Warren in their cabinet. One strategist joked to me that if there was a way to rotate her in all of the agencies to go in and clean them up, that would be something that a president would love to do. So I think if the Democrat wins, you will definitely not see the last of Elizabeth Warren. I think there will be a vacancy in that Senate seat.
WBUR Washington correspondent Kimberly Atkins, thank you.
Thank you.